He is an American NFL football coach and Super Bowl winning former professional NFL football player. After playing college football for Baylor University in Waco, Texas, he was drafted by the Chicago Bears in the second round of the 1981 NFL Draft and became known as the heart of the defense for the Chicago Bears, monsters of the Midway in the mid-1980s. During his pro playing career, he was named to the Pro Bowl 10 times, 1983 to 1992. He was named NFC Player of the Year 3 times in 1984, 1985, and 1988. And twice named NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 1985 and 1988. Among numerous other awards and accolades garnered, he was given the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award in 1990. Following his retirement, he was elected to the College Football Hall of Fame in 1995. And was inducted into the Pro Football into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1998. In 1999, he was ranked number 56 on the Sporting News list of the 100 greatest football players. He later pursued a career as a coach, first as a linebackers coach for the Baltimore Ravens, then as linebackers coach for the San Francisco 49ers. In 2008, the 49ers promoted him to the head coaching position after the previous head coach was fired during the season, and he remained in that position until the end of the 2010 season. Although this celebrated football player turned coach was raised in a Christian home, the decadent lifestyle of sports superstardom overshadowed his faith at times. his faith in Christ. In an interview with the 700 Club, he shared about the time in his life when he found himself at a crossroads. "I just remember one day breaking down. I remember saying, 'Lord, I'm supposed to be your son, and you don't talk to me. Use me. You don't do anything. I don't understand this.' In my spirit, I heard two things. One was, 'I want to use you, but there are some things that you got to clean up first.' The second thing that I had to do was forgive my father. His father had divorced his mother and walked out on the family when he was 12 years old. What people don't understand about forgiveness is that you're the one that's in prison. You're the one that's going to be hurting. When I did that, that is, forgave my father, the Lord began to change my life," he says. "Day to day, he began to take away some of the bad habits that I had. He began to take away the language that I was speaking. He began to take away some of the places that my eyes used to look. He began to take away some of the music that I listened to one by one. Had it not been for Jesus Christ in my life, I am sure I'd be divorced. I'm sure that I'd know my kids from a distance. Today, he is still married to his first and only wife of 36 years, and God has blessed their union with 6 children. His name is Mike Singletary. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Mike Singletary trusts in Jesus Christ for his soul's salvation, may I lovingly encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say Congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and He's done everything for you, for He paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.